There is emergency department. There is maternity. There is orthopedic. So, in case you break your leg, just go there. Because some demons will be so angry when they will leave that they may attempt to injure you. Don't worry. The doctors are there to attend to you. Praise God. So if you have any cut, you have any injury, for any reason at all, first aid, just go at the back. Every session they are there. And this camp meeting, like I was saying, we mean business. We mean business. To come to this camp program, we need a little over 2 million naira in budget. Accommodation, transportation, feeding, and, you know, other expenses. And all that you people have contributed so far is just a little over 300,000 naira. So actually, the church is spending all the money to bring you here. And we can't make that kind of sacrifice to come here for a jamboree. We came here, we mean business. There are things we want to achieve. An objective we want to achieve. There are targets we want to achieve within this group of people that are here for this program. Number one is your spiritual life. The Bible lets us know. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all other things will flow. Those things include your ambitions as young people, your education, whatever is your ambition, your businesses, whatever. They will flow. Church, when you come to Bride Assembly, we always emphasize something. A problem to be solved will never be solved unless you solve it the Bible way. No matter what you do, if you put God outside of your life, you will live a life of crisis and rise and fall and rise and fall. The Bible says, if a man's way pleases God, it maketh him to be at peace even with his enemies. That scripture is true. If you believe it, let me see your hand up. You believe it? Thank you. Put down your hand. Those who didn't put up their hand, they don't believe it. Whether you believe it or you don't believe it, the word of God is still true. Can I have another microphone? Whether you believe it or not, the word of God is true. I believe the word of God. That's what I live by. That's what I stand by. That's what I boast by. The word of God is true. I believe it. I stand on it. It is a rock. You build your life on the word of God, it will stand. Will stand any storm that will come your way. Church, we are Christians, and it's only proper that we live our lives the Christian way. Allow the God of the Christians to lead us. So we intend to have our spiritual bearing redefined. You will redefine your spiritual bearing, your spiritual life. I intend us to achieve it. Anytime we come for a youth program like this, people's lives change. We hear from parents for the younger ones. We hear report from the parents of changes in the life of their children. And secondly, we are going to conduct deliverance, lead deliverance prayers. What we want to achieve is to have every participant that has been under the control of the enemy set free from this program. When I say righteousness, nobody say amen. When I say now deliverance, you say amen. It's okay. The one you receive, it will be your portion. Praise the Lord. Now that's the truth. Every one of us here, we're able to come here. Nothing could stop you from coming to this meeting, because I know the sacrifice so many of you have made to be able to come. You're abandoning so many things. If nothing could stop you from coming, nothing will stop your testimony in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That is where we have the war against destiny destroyers who prophesy over your lives, who will speak words that will come to pass. I believe in the power of the spoken word. I believe it. I believe that when I stand under any anointing and I speak under anointing like this and I speak to you, when I speak, heaven will back it up. Surely, heaven will back it up. So, the ministers, all of us, will be prophesying over you for your life to be changed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then, we shall face, I must marry. I must marry. I must marry. Those of you who have reached marriage age from 20 years upward, can I see your hand up? Okay, from 18, those of them went one rush out of their father's houses. From 18, put up your hand up. Wave it, wave it. Amen. You are due for marriage. You are due for marriage. Wave it very well. You are due for marriage. Due for marriage. Put down your hand. God bless you. Make a call closer. Raise up your hand. Anybody that is not due, you see, and put up your hand, force the hand down. Say, go and read. Are those people sleeping? You are sleeping? Put down your hand. You must marry. I say you must marry. Anybody here, they put curse and say, you will not go marry. Or you marry when it is late. For coming here, that curse is broken. In fact, even if we don't pray again, because you step here now, that curse is broken. You believe it, jump up and shout, amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's important that we get focused. Please, when you come to camp, we didn't come here to enjoy. In fact, the harder you go through any inconveniences, the better for you, because it spells out the sacrifices the more. Who has ever been to the mountain here for prayers? Wave your hand. Wave your hand to the mountain. To the mountain. Okay, put down your hand. If you have never been to the mountain for prayer before, put up your hand. How many? Oh, sorry. Put down your hand. When you go to the mountain, there is no mat. There is no pillow. No blanket. There's no, nothing. Now you are rock. Like Jacob, a stone is your pillow. That is your own way of telling God, say, Aminamu, Aminam, Aminam. You must remember me, Aminamu. You are leaving the comfort of your homes and sort it out. That is the inconvenience that you voluntarily go through that God looks at and honors your faith. So when you come to camp like this, don't begin to look for comfort. There are people that when they come to camp, they begin to prepare, they're looking for money. I always say, you are going to camp. What are you looking for money for? Ah, I camp, I go, I'm buying Bonvita, I'm buying custard, I buy boiling rink, I'm buying biscuit. Ah, then what they cannot eat in Lagos, they will come here and be eating it in one restaurant here. It's foolishness. And it is carnality. You want to show off among other people that you have money. Then when the rest of us are queuing up for kitchen, you are saying, me, I can't eat this type of thing. Yeah, I'm going there. It's carnality. It's foolishness. We know. You know, if you chop that food for house. Because it means food is your problem. It's true now. When you come to camp, no comfort. Don't struggle for comfort. You are cheating yourself. You are depriving yourself. You are limiting your access to blessing. What God is looking at is the inconvenience. You are inconveniencing yourself. Convenancing yourself. It's true. How many of you get generator for house? When you go come here now. Yeah. This camp sir. No light. No, this camp self, see heat, no light. Every minute you are complaining, this camp self, this camp self, this camp self, see no water. You get water for your house. No, we buy, they buy water for the street. See, the open tap, the thing, no flow for kitchen. No, we pit toilet today, put for your PC. So why all this nyanga working like that? Why did you come? Did we say we are going to share that thing? We said we are going to camp. Tell your neighbor na camp you come. Camp, camp. Camp now you come. Camp, camp. Camp now you come. Camp. Camp. Praise the Lord. Please, when our youth leader was talking, he didn't talk to the men. Every man, dress up and button up your chest. Stop showing sisters your chests. Tell your neighbor, button up. Check up, check up. Check if there's anyone here, we know button up. Button up your dress. And dress well. Bath before every session. There are some people that sweat a lot. They have body odor. So please make sure you get yourself clean. There is water so you can bath. Free water. Enter the shower. Shower yourself. Look clean. Because and put perfume when you come out. So that, you know, when you are praying, you may sweat. And then, you know, your neighbor will not be able to open his mouth to pray. Don't hinder anyone. Tell your neighbor, don't hinder me. Don't hinder me. Don't hinder me. Praise the Lord. So whatever food they give you to eat, just eat it. We are only eating to have strength. You are not eating for health. We are just eating enough to have strength to be able to pray. That's all. And please, the Bible speaks about truce breakers. Don't be a truce breaker. The agreement here is we are to fast until 6 o'clock. The little children, in fact, there's no child here. Everybody, fast till 6. You can't fast till 6. What of you? You can. Is there anybody here who cannot fast till 6 among those children? Who? Who? Let me see your hand. Stand up, let me see. Stand up if you cannot fast till 6 o'clock. Stand up. Okay, if you cannot fast at 6 o'clock, any time you reach, you want to eat, go to the kitchen. You see the mummies there. Tell them, I don't try. I've fasted up to 10 o'clock. Tell them, mommy, I don't try. I fast up to 10 a.m. I need food. They will give you food. Eh? If they refuse to give you food, come and meet me. I'll cook for you. Praise the Lord. Also, every camp program we come, we normally have two offerings. The beginning of the camp and the end of the camp. They are all prophetic offerings. We have the seed faith offering, what you are believing God for. And at the end of the camp, your thanksgiving offering. So in the morning when we'll be coming back, come with that offering. What will you have to use to challenge God? Seed faith, what are you believing God for? When you are coming also in the morning, write your prayer request. What do you want the Lord to use this camp program to do for you? Write it, put it in your Bible. We shall be calling it. Have time to look at it because all of us have different other desires that we want the Lord to also meet. We'll have time to pray. So don't forget that. Let me not forget that. All the ministers will wait behind for a very brief meeting before we go to bed. Any question? Any question? Please, important, you write your name. If you have not written your name down, please write it so that we know those who came. In case somebody phone say, my pikin leave, say they go camp. We ask for the name. You say, what, at the phone now, we don't hear them. We check whether the pikin really come or you go another place, come to use our camp. And then please, if security is important, very, very important. Security from two areas. One, to secure us while in the camp here, while we are here, while it is time for everybody to be here, nobody will be allowed to go back to the hostel. Nobody will be allowed to go back to secure our property. Then also, please, if you have any reason to leave this camp, let us know. Let us know so that we know so-so person has gone to so-so-so place. Just inform any of the youth executives. You have their phone numbers there. You have their faces. You know them. Please inform them before you leave the camp. And you have no need to leave the camp anyway until Saturday morning when we shall all be going back. Please, just make sure you cooperate with us so that the devil will not spoil our testimony. But I'm sure heaven has released her angels. Spiritually, we are covered. I believe that. Let me also note, when we come to camp like this, some people have bush spirit in them. They like to go to the bush to pray. There's a place here they normally enter. Bush. At the back there. They will leave here and go to the bush. Say they want to sort it out. Please, this is rainy season. Reptiles, dangerous ones are everywhere. Snakes and everything. Let's be wise. Stay away from such places. Especially the little ones. Please be very careful as you run around grasses. Be very watchful. There's so much grass growing all around. Please, let's be very, very watchful. God will not spoil our testimonies in Jesus' name. Yes, I was asking. I said, any question? Any question? Is there anybody here you did not pay your camp fee? Everybody sitting down, you have paid your camp fee. If you smuggle yourself here, you cross the border without visa. Is there anybody that smuggle yourself here? You no go talk now. Anybody? It's one terrible thing that must not be allowed to happen. Don't steal. Don't steal. When the devil wants you to remain perpetually undelivered under a curse, it will lead you to go to church to steal. If you have problem with God, who will deliver you? If the reason why that curse is following you is that you have a problem with God, who will deliver you? So please, make sure anything that does not belong to you, don't carry it. If you see biro fall for ground, nobody you get out. Don't carry it. Don't carry somebody's slipper and say you want to go barefoot. If you want slippers, you bring your own. Or you ask the person, can I use your slippers, please, to the bathroom? Don't just carry anybody's thing, say, nah, brother, nah, sister, brother. Ask. Ask and it shall be given. But if you steal, a curse will follow you. What is stealing? Taking anything that does not belong to you is stealing. And it's a curse of bringing upon yourself. Please stop it. Please stop it. If you are a thief, make sure you keep that spirit bound until you leave here. You can't even live here with that spirit anymore anyway. Please, let's not hear any incidents that somebody's property got missing. Let's never hear it. If we hear it, we catch you, we'll bring you openly here and disgrace you. Okay, if you think I cannot do it, may it not happen. You will know whether I mean it or not. Because that's the only way to let others learn. Don't be the one to be used to let others learn. If we catch you, carry anybody's property. If now his sweet fall down, you carry. Without his permission, na thief you. We'll hold you, we'll bring you openly and tell you what we mean. We'll not do that. We will not permit that here. Please, don't steal. Don't take anybody's property. Don't do that. Don't do that. And there are people that are anointed to spoil. You know, they call them anointing breakers. They are there to cut off people from the spirit. There's something around them they just cannot live peacefully with. With neighbors. They just can't. You know it happens. Even the compound they live. Even I face me, I face whatever, the neighbors, not talking to, fight every time. There are languages that Christians don't use. Use Christian language, even in anger. There's Christian anger. Stop, you know, using insulting language on a child of God. Don't do that. The people that look for trouble. If they don't find it from this person, they will go another person, look for it until they get it. Stop looking for trouble. And you too, stop keeping trouble so that when they look for it, they will not get it from you. And some people that keep trouble because they tell you, you define my trouble. Stop keeping trouble. Because if you don't have trouble, nobody will be able to get it from you. Praise God. Be Christian. Try, control yourself. Restrain yourself. Self-restraint. Restrain yourself. The way you just try to make as many friends as possible. From this program, I always tell you that you don't know who is who now. You don't know who is who here. Sister was telling me of a young man that was a cripple. I think that was last year or so. She went for NYC. And she was telling me, she said, that The young man was from the north, a Hausa man, but he was, you know, a cripple with a wheelchair. So the NYC, he went for NYC. He was the only physically challenged copper there. But there was a particular woman that just took interest on that young man. When he's in the orientation camp, she will always come to help him. When it's time to get it, she'll come get it for him. And, you know, a Yoruba woman. He will wheel her, you know, and everybody was wondering, why are you? He said he needs help. She was a married woman. Not knowing that, amen, that was her destiny she was playing with. At the end of the program, the orientation, the young man asked her, where do you want to work? And only to see that he is a relation of the Dangote. And that's all. Meanwhile, he was always, informing. Of course, you know, you'll be informing his people. See one lady or the one helping me in the camp and things like that. That's all. He gave her a note. This is the lady I was telling you about. To Dangote. And they asked her, where do you want to work? From NYSU. They gave her a job. She didn't know that. Just that action of helping somebody. That's why I always say that your destiny is in your hand. You don't know why this person is your neighbor today. You don't know why all the prayer you've been praying, how God will answer it, you don't know. Because God will always use somebody to answer you. Manna does not fall from heaven again now. God has chosen to use man to help man. That's the truth. So don't live your life as if you don't need anybody. You don't need anybody. Don't do that. The devil is cheating you with it. Especially in this age that we are, this youthful age. Your future, it is now that it is determined. It's now that it's determined. It's now that it's determined. You don't know that sister that is sitting by your side, either spiritually or physically. You don't know. Praise God. So, befriend people around. Be friendly to everybody around. Be kind to everybody around. Do your best to make the life of your neighbor better. Assist, help. Don't just, you know, this when devil want to cheat you, all these isolatory lives, lifestyle. I don't talk to people, I go my own, you go your own. You can't do that, oh. As a Christian, you won't go to heaven alone, no. You won't go to heaven alone, no. We shall go together. So if we cannot live together now for heaven we will live together. Learn brotherly love with one another. Praise God. So we are closing. We want you to go and rest and real rest. The reason why Ifeanyi was saying that you should not make noise at the hostel is, the truth is that there are so many people that it's through dream that they receive revelation. It's through dream. When they lie down to sleep, majority of people, that is when God talks to them. So when you want to discuss with your friend, just leave the hostel, go outside and talk. Don't talk in a way that somebody will not sleep. Have you not felt like hitting somebody? You are in one type of dream. When you reach one point, then somebody will make one noise, you wake up. Hi! You will close your eye again, whether you feel continue from where you stop. Though there are some that you thank God, say you wake up. If the man was about to cut your neck, wake you up. You say, hey, thank God as you wake me. That's all for dying. Amen. So don't disturb anybody when they are sleeping because they may be in the spirit. The Lord may be showing them something. And My prayer is that we will not leave here the same as we came here in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we stand up now? Turn and look at your neighbor. Ask for your neighbor's name. I want you to 2-2-2-2-2-2. Amen. Who will sing this song for me? Where is Robinson? Where is Robinson? Can somebody look for Robinson for me? Okay, who is leading us to sing now? Who is with the microphone to sing? Sorry, we don't have singers. The musicians didn't come with singers. Okay, look at your neighbor. The song I want us to sing is that song that says, "You will live here as you came in Jesus' name." You know that song? Sing it to your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor.
You will live here as you came in Jesus' name.
Sing it to your neighbor.
Bow the praise to matter, seek only. Cause the Holy Ghost of past is still the same. You will live here as you came in Jesus' name.
Look at your neighbor. Sing it to your neighbor, everybody now.
You will live here as you came in Jesus' name. Bow the praise to matter, seek only. Cause the Holy Ghost of past is still the same. You will live as you came in Jesus' name.
As you face your neighbor, you will prophesy. You ask for your neighbor's name. You will shout the blood of Jesus Christ. Then you will shout your neighbor's name and prophesy. You will not leave this camp the same as you came. Whatever problem that follow you here will not follow you home. Any destroyer of your destiny shall be destroyed. Are we ready? Are we ready? The blood of Jesus, shall we go?
Cause the Holy
wait. Are we ready to prophesy to your neighbor? I didn't hear your voice well. Clear your throat. Don't sleep. We didn't come here to sleep. The blood of Jesus, shall we go? Shout your neighbor's name now and prophesy.
Cause the Holy Ghost of past is still the same. You will live here as you came in Jesus' name. You will live here, you will live here. You came in Jesus' name. Bow the praise to matter, she gon' live. Cause the Holy Ghost of past is still the same. You will live here as you came in Jesus' name. You will live here as you came in Jesus' name. Bow the praise to matter, seek all holy. Cause the Holy Ghost of past is still the same. You will live here as you came in Jesus' name. You will live here as you came in Jesus' name. Πάντο πρέστο με τε σηκώνε. Cause the Holy Ghost of past is still the same. You will believe, yeah, as she came in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name we pray. You will not live here the same as you came in the name of Jesus. Every one of us will be anointed now. Are we here with anointing oil? Which one be? No, nobody, you are the ask. I'm asking the ministers. I'm asking the camp organizing committee. Where is the anointing oil? We're anointing everybody. By the reason of that anointing, hallelujah, you are keen into the anointing for this program. Be seated one moment. They don't seem ready with the oil. The anointing oil, can we quickly? Everyone, all the workers, every one of us here, be anointed. Okay, can we be on our feet now? Thank you. We are ready. Let us pray. My Father, my God, you have brought us here. You have made it possible for us to be here today for this program. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. Accept our thanks again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the grace of God upon my life, and that the people's lives will be changed forever for good, and that this camp program will be the most blessed program this church has ever organized, that everyone that has come here now will be connected to the throne of grace. That everyone that came here now will begin to flow in the anointing. I, Pastor Moses Alu, declare this year's youth camp program open in the name of Jesus Christ. And the church will say, the church will say, can you clap your hand for your testimony, for your own testimony? As this oil will touch your forehead, the glory of God will come over you. Do you believe it? As they anoint you, just go straight to your bed. Amen. Do me this favor. This is our altar now. When they anoint you, come to the altar, bow before the Lord. That is your own way of saying, Lord, take over. And go to your room or your bed. Wherever. Some of you are sleeping on mat. Some of you are sleeping on... No offering. Till 10 o'clock in the morning. Come in the morning with your offering. Thank you, Jesus.